If you find that somebody is undergoing some suffering, there has to be a cause for that. When somebody gets a fever, and the first day, second day, third day, 3 days the fever is lasting, what would you consider? Yes? If the fever is not going down for 3 days, what do you think it is?
Viral
fever, isn't it? That means it must be some viral infection. Then you go to your doctor and then you detect the virus. Nowadays I heard from dango or dingo?
Dengue
virus. Huh? It's all over civil and you're very careful. Huh? So now you'll understand that it is a dengue virus is causing this problem. Huh? This kind of disease, huh? It's a high fever or whatever. And it goes in cycles. Huh? So when you see the disease, then you understand that it has to have a cause. It has to have a cause. Otherwise how the disease is coming? Similarly, the Shastra says, when we are all suffering in our lives, we can understand that we must have done some activities in the past, due to which the results and reactions are manifesting now. And Prabhupada gives 5 examples for karma bandhan. Prabhupada gives in Nectar of Devotion. He says that you can easily understand that you have done some bad karma in the past, if you are suffering with any one of these 5 things. It is legal implication. You know legal complication? Sometimes even two neighboring houses, they have a common veranda. And they are fighting whose property is that? Is it our property or your property? In Bombay, in one of the most famous complexes in Bombay, Lokandwala complex, there is a fight going on for almost 8 years or so. Veranda belongs to whom? They go to the court regularly for fighting. Sometimes you find people going to court for 20 years also, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Things never end like that. So such legal implication. Mm-hmm. Also, ugly look, kuru, ugly looking face, that also is considered. Then uneducated, or being illiterate, or somebody who has some chronic illness like continuous disease that makes them suffer bedridden sometimes for years together, like that. And also a very lowly birth, like birth in a slum, or birth in a low class family where there is problem for food and in a clothing and shelter. Somebody can repeat this 5, 1, 1. We are very important. Papa gives the example. Say, yeah, one mother here.
Only one.
Anybody else?
Ugly look.
So these 5 Prabhupada gives these 5 examples, that we can understand that they have done some really bad activities in the past, due to which they are born like this. So this is actually the fruit of their previous action. So we can see the karma bandhana. Bandhana means bondage, isn't it? The word bandhana means bondage. Why the word bandhana is used? Because if our hands and legs are tied with ropes, you cannot just move. You cannot do any activity. And it is a cause of great pain. So you want to be free, but these ropes actually bind you. In the same way, these kind of results and reactions, they bind us in this world. What is the meaning of binding us in this world? That means we suffer terribly. We feel that I don't have the freedom. Somebody is actually restricting my freedom. You can see that. Like somebody has an ugly look. So many times they go in front of the mirror and try to make their face more beautiful. Or somebody who is born in a low family, they are too hard to come up. So you can see that they all are struggling. So sometimes that struggle becomes a vain attempt. And they are not able to improve much. How much can a person improve? Somebody who is extremely ugly, no matter how much they go to beauty parlor, they can't change their look. Somebody has chronic illness, you take so many medicines, go to the best of the doctors. Still that the Rockefeller had this chronic constipation. It would drink only some soups. Imagine what can he do, he has so much money. So these kind of karma bandhan, you can see that they are binding you and you don't have freedom. You are suffering, suffocating. Like after somebody is, handcuffing or something. Somebody is handcuffing you. Somebody is handcuffing you, you feel suffocation. Similarly, you feel a kind of somebody restraining you. I don't know how many of you have experienced. Whenever we get a resultant reaction of bad karma, at that time, you can feel this suffocation. Now you don't want a disease, but this is anyway comes. You don't want this kind of legal implication. Sometimes you somehow get into it, you suffer. So these kind of things come in everyone's life, and this is called as karma bandhanaha. Lokoyam karma bandhanaha, Krishna is saying. All the people of this world are bound by this kind of karma bandhana. And due to the karma bandhana, sometimes the karma bandhana is even more severe. Here we are giving examples to you of human beings who performed some bad activity and they got some suffering reaction. But we can give examples of people who got terrible reactions to bad things. Like one time, Nanda Maharaj and all the covered men, they went to Ambikavan. Ambikavan, they went to that Ambikavan to celebrate Shivaratri one night. So they spent that night and they were all in the bank of the river. And all of a sudden, in the night, one huge snake came and started engulfing Nanda Maharaj, father of Krishna. It started almost swallowing him. Half the body was swallowed by the snake. Nanda Maharaj got up and found himself inside the body of a snake, almost swallowed. He started crying for Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, all the covered men also got up. They all took five logs of wood and started hitting the snake very strongly. Still the snake, even being touched by fire, nothing happened to the snake. He continued to swallow Nanda Maharaj. And then Krishna got up, and Krishna just took his foot and kept it on the top of the body of a snake. At once the snake transformed into a very beautiful demigod. It appeared with a very slight effulgence, with earrings, and with a mukut, and his body was shining like several suns. So Krishna asked that personality, "Who are you, so beautiful? The snake's body has disappeared. Who are you?" Actually, Krishna knew everything, who this person was. So for the benefit of everyone, he asked this question. So he said, "I am actually a great Vidyadhara." Vidyadhara means, there are many lokas. Vidyadhara loka is also a very great planet, where people are very learned. They are high class people actually, like Gandharva, Kinnara, Vidyadhara, they are high class people. So he said, I am one of Vidyadhara. But one day when I was flying in my airplane, I saw one Rishi, Angiramuni. And I saw that his form was ugly looking. So I laughed at him, I teased him. So Angiramuni became upset and he saw that I am very proud of my beauty, my bodily beauty, and I am flying in the plane. So he cursed me to become a snake. So I became a snake. So he said, "Now I became a snake, but my dear Krishna, by your mercy I got delivered now. By your touch, I again got my body of Vidyadhara back." So, sometimes the person even becomes a snake due to his bad activity. You can see that. So, I am sure many of you must have heard many such Puranic stories, isn't it? I just gave one example. There are hundreds and thousands of stories in the Puranas. Don't think these are mere stories. These are actually history. Itihasa means history. Itihasa is not a story. Itihasa, the word itihasa is history. So, these are actually happening. And it is happening even today also. Like you find somebody a dog, like when you see somebody is a dog, you feel very sorry for them. The dog must have been some human being before, who misused his figure, or who did some very simple activity, so he became a dog. He becomes a pig or something like that. So this is karma bandhan. Karma bandhan means the soul becomes bound in a body where he has very limited freedom. Like you see snake, how much freedom snake has, how much freedom the dog has. Or somebody becomes a tree, Narakur Manigiri became a tree. How much freedom a tree has? Tree cannot even move from one place to another. Dog cannot even speak to others. Dog cannot convey what he wants to say also. There is no ability to speak or, he cannot chant the holy name like we can chant. So, this is the bandhana, karma bandhana. So, in a plant's body or animal's body, the bandhana is too much. But in a human body also, I gave you five examples, so you can understand that also is bandhana, that also is karma bandhana. So Krishna is saying here, lokoyam karma bandhanaha. In this way, people get karma bandhan, my dear Arjun. All the people of this world, they do different activities and they get karma bandhan. Now, we began the class with examples, which are derogatory examples, of doing a bad activity and getting a bad reaction, isn't it? But the Shastras, you will be greatly surprised. They say, even if it is good activity, that also reaches karma bandhana. Shastras say like that. Even if it is pious activity, good activity, any one that how is that? If I am a good man or a good woman, then how can it lead to karma bandha? It is explained that if you are born in a good family, it is a purva janma arjita punyam, purva janma arjita dhanam, adre dhavati dhavati. It is that in purva janma, whatever punya you accumulated, that follows, like a shadow is following you, like that will follow you to the next life. It is that. You can't avoid it. Now you may wonder, why did I avoid it? If you have done some good activity, let it follow me. Very nice. I did some good activity in the past and that is following me. And it will enjoy the benefit. So now, opposite of these five things. What are the opposite of these five things? So who can think of? Can think of? For example? Yeah?
High birth.
Yeah, somebody born in a good family. High education. Yeah. Good health.
Beauty.
Body beauty. Yeah.
Intelligence.
Yeah, correct. That's all the things. Yeah? Anything else? No legal implications. Happy life. All the other facilities. So, you may have one or more of these facilities which come as a result of our punya in the past life. For example, in the previous life, if you have been giving food to people, anada, in this life you will never go hungry. Always you will get food. In the previous life, if you arrange some pandal to give water to people, in this life, probably you will have the best water facilities in your flat. Always 24 hours water flowing. You won't have any problem. Some flats have water problem, you know that?
Yeah.
Like if you go to Chennai or Hyderabad, and there was so much water problem. You won't have the problem because you already supplied water. Or somebody is giving notebooks to children, Kavati is like even printing press or something like that. They will abandon paper supply, you will have. Anything. Somebody was giving uniforms to school children. And in this life, you want a problem of dress, you may have a textile industry of your own. Like that. You get abundant supply in this time when you give, especially when you give without any motive. Like you, with a heart full of selfless attitude, you want to give them. So next life it comes back, not the equal amount. Several thousand times it may come back. Or you might have given 1 rupee to a brahmana, you will get 1,000 rupees back. It is that if you give 1 rupee to brahmana, 1,000 rupees comes back to you. So in this way, whatever good things you did, now they are also coming back to you. Now. But here it is called as karma bandhan because any punya that you do, you have to take one more birth in order to enjoy that punya. If you have done some good activity, you have to be born once again to enjoy the punya. That is the problem. That means even if you didn't do any pap, if you have done only punya, still you have to be born again and you have to come to enjoy that punya. Is that a good idea? Why is not a good idea? What's the problem? What's the problem with rebirth? You have a beautiful body, good education, nice money, good life, wonderful. What's the problem?
Old age.
Actually, even such people with all these facilities, they also suffer. I was telling some cinema actresses, they are killed also. They have beautiful bodies, but they are even killed sometimes. Or sometimes, not sometimes, all the time. Everyone has to get old. Everyone has to get diseased. Everyone has to die. So then if you don't want it, then where else can we go then? Should we do punya? Should we do bhakti? What should we do?
Bhakti.
Yeah? Bhakti. What does bhakti do?
We come out of this birth and death. There is 4 weeks.
And what will happen to us? Yeah?
We will go to
Correct. Deepak Prabhu is saying that if you do bhakti, you will go back to Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha means place where there is no anxiety. Kuntha means anxiety. Place there is no anxiety means Vaikuntha. Like that. So that is what we explained here in the first part. Yajnyartha karmanaha. Anyatra lokoyam karma bandhanaha. Yajnyartha karmanaha is it. That means do yajna, do your work as a yajna. Now let's try to understand this concept of yajna. What is this yajna? Yajna arthat karmanaha is it. Another name for Krishna or Vishnu is yajna, the word. Yajna means Vishnu. Yajna, why Vishnu? It is that. Why Prabhupada uses the word Vishnu Vishnu again and again and not Krishna Krishna? The reason is very simple, because Vishnu is the Yajna Purusha and Krishna is not the Yajna Purusha. Why? Because Krishna is not a tax collector. He doesn't come into this world like a tax collector to collect the tax from you. Rather, when people have to offer their pujas and offer their yajna, then he comes as Vishnu to accept the fruits of sacrifice. So he is actually the official personality, Vishnu. That's why in the company, the owner doesn't do this job directly. He's the managing director who does the job. MD's break is it, managing, isn't it? The MD has to create departments first, and they have to make head of department, and he has to supervise also, and he has to, like a chief executive officer or a managing director of something. That is, owner has nothing to do. Owner just enjoy. Occasionally, you take a visit just to see what's happening. So, Krishna is like home? Yeah? Owner. And Vishnu is like managing director or CEO. And you will see this, what I am saying is not a joke, it's a reality. You will see Vishnu is creating all the universes in his body, but Krishna is not doing anything. Krishna is just playing on his flute and enjoying. But Krishna does come to this world occasionally, and just to see how are the things. Just he comes like 5,000 years ago he came. He comes and he goes back. Whereas Vishnu, he not only creates all the universes, he enters into each universe. And then again, he enters into the heart of every living being, as Paramatma. Like that. And every atom is present out. And Vishnu has a lot of things to do, but Krishna has nothing to do. Completely free. So that's why he's saying here, I am expanding as Vishnu in the world and my name is Yajna. And Yajna Artha Karmanaha, he says. That means I am present as Vishnu, so for the Vishnu you perform all your karma. That means you should perform your karma or your activities for the Artha of Yajna. This statement, Ijnata Karmana itself, is a very deep statement. Actually, the Vedas always give you a small code which has a very deep meaning and its present version. When we talk of karma, we have to think, how should I act in a way that will not tie me up more? Like you see, if a person becomes a thief, he has to be afraid of the police, isn't it? Like, you know, one of our drivers was driving his gaadi without license. He saw a policeman. He became very upright, isn't it? Why should you be upright when you drive a vehicle? It's the breaking of the law. When you don't have license, they catch you and you have to pay some 500 rupees for them to drive. So you have to be careful. Similarly, if somebody has done some mischievous activity somewhere, and then they are slowly walking in the road, what will be the condition? They are constantly in fear. Any time the police will chase me and they will catch me. Somebody has robbed a bank. They have to be in fear. That means the bondage is just awaiting for the person. Very soon he is going to be tied up. Caught by the police. What do you call
this?
Handcuffed. He is handcuffed and then he is taken to the police sector. Similarly, Krishna says here that you have to be, my dear Arjuna, you have to be careful while doing work. You can't do any type of work. If you are doing work, you have to ask Christ, will this work handcuff me and bind me and take me to more bondage and suffering, or will this work relieve me and remove my already existing ropes? Like that we have to ask. Now, first of all, the question arises, what work at all should we do? Karma, what type of karma should I do? That is explained by Krishna elsewhere in Bhagavad Gita. He says, karma brahmotavam vidhi brahmachara samudravam. He says, karma brahmotavam. You want to know what should you do? Karma brahmotavam vidhi. That verse is already prescribed in the Vedas. You have to do the work of a brahmana, kshatriya, vaishya, or a shudra. Any one of these four works that you have to do. According to your propensity, your bent of mind, and your natural inclination, you have to do according to that. And every one of us will know, what is my propensity? And accordingly, we should fit ourselves in one of these four. In the Vedic Varnasam, what we would do is, like somebody is born in a Brahmana family. So right from childhood, he will see his father doing the Brahminical activities, Brahma Karma. So he will also become Brahmana, often. But it is not a necessary condition. Like you see King Bharata, you all know Bharata? After whom our India was named as Bharata. So he is one of the sons of Rishabhadev, 100 children. If you see, the 100 children, all of them, they were not in one category. 100 children, they were in different categories. I think one of them is Bharata and Kshatriya. 9 of them become Paramahamsa. They become the Navayogendra. They become very, very Paramahamsa. And again, I think 10 more become Karmakandi Brahmana. 10 more of them become Karmakandi Brahmana. And the rest, 80 of them, they become Kshatriya. So there are categories like that. Some of them become Paramahamsa, some of them become Brahmana, some of them become Kshatriya. So they become different categories like that. So we find that it is even in Bhagavatam how in one family there can be children of different nature. Somebody born here. Why this thing happens? Because very times also sometimes there are intercaste marriages. Sometimes. As well as Anuloma, Pratiloma. Anuloma means like a Brahmana may marry a Kshatriya woman. Or a Kshatriya may marry a Brahmana woman. So if a Brahmana marries a Kshatriya woman, it becomes Anuloma. From a higher level to a lower level. But if somebody from Kshatriya man, he marries a Brahmana girl. Like Yayati did. He married Devyani. So there is Pratiloma. Pratiloma is opposite. Like that. So in this way, this explanation was given by Nahusha in the form of a serpent to when Nahusha asked this question to Yudhishthira. So Yudhishthira was explaining that nowadays it's very difficult to know who belongs to which caste, because now there's a complete mixing up. So, you know, somebody is born to a Brahmana and a Kshatriya, or a Kshatriya and a Shudra, a Shudra and Brahmana, everything is mixed up. So it's very difficult to ascertain who belongs to which category out of this four. But then he said, it's very easy to know by seeing their quality and inclination. Like when all the four Pandavas, all the five Pandavas, they went to, they got married to Draupadi. So, Draupadi called for them to give a big feast to them. After the feast, Draupadi told them to relax for a while. But then there were many, many things kept on the table. And he wanted to check this, what is their bent of mind. And he saw that directly the Pandavas, where did they go? They went to see the armor. They went to see the sword. And they want to see the bow and arrow. Immediately Bhima picked up a sword in hand and started seeing how it is. Similarly, Arjuna picked up a bow, you know, and arrow. And immediately people understood these are not Brahmanas. They were actually dressed like Brahmanas, like ascetics living in forest. But these are actually Kshatriyas. How did he come to know? By seeing that he understood. Just like you find sometimes you put Bhagavatam and you put some, you know, business books. Like what is that? Business review, huh? Ekalavya was an Ishada. Ekalavya did not have the quality of a Kshatriya, but he wanted to become a Kshatriya. So one should actually do job according to one's quality. So people will see that they will pick up things according to their mentality. So Brahmana will write Brahmical activity. What is Brahmical activity? Yajan, Yajan, Patan, Patan, Dhan, Parigraha. Yajan, Yajan means you should do Yajna, you should teach people Yajna how to do. In Kali Yuga, our Yajna, what is Yajna for Kali Yuga? Anybody know? What is Yajna for this age? Chanting. So Brahmana should chant himself and he should teach others to chant. Yajan, Yajan. Patan means you should study the Shastra and you should teach Shastra to others. Patan, Patan. And Dhan, Parigraha. That means you should accept the dhan, whatever people give him, and then if there is excess, what should you do? You should give it away. It's not store much. You should give it off to people like that. Six things Brahmana should do. So Brahmana does not do a job and earn a salary, but he accepts charity. Only in dhan. The advantage is when you accept the charity, then whatever comes of his own account, you are not obliged to anybody. Like that. And similarly, Kshatriya, what are the qualities of Kshatriya? That is explained also, Krishna explains. He says, what is it called? What is the beginning of it? Dhritir Dakshyam, Vidyaya Chatipalayanam. What is the beginning of it? He explains determination, resourcefulness, courage, not running away in the battlefield. All these things.
Fighting.
Courage. Prowess. So, proving things, achieving things, these are actually the natures of a Kshatriya. like that. So there is Vaishya also. Vaishya is actually, according to the Vedas, Vaishya means one should be doing crop protection, farming, trading, all that is Vaishya. And then there is Shudra, these are the other three classes like that. So the labor line. So this categorization is made. Some people in India think that this categorization is cruel. Why should we not treat everyone equally? But we see that even in companies they do this categorization. There is labor class in a company, isn't it? And there is also businessman who become work manager, shop superintendent, like that, managing director. So we have all classes of people. And there is an R&D department, Brahmanas, they go to R&D department. Because they have the brain, they will do the research and give all the, what do you call it, the technology for the whole company. That's why NASA has many Indians. Many of the interested people have gone to NASA because they can do research. So you will see that even in a company, these four categories people are there. And they will naturally fit in. You don't have to tell them, they will naturally fit in, you will see that. So if you go to America, Russia, Australia, anywhere you go, you will find these four categories of people. Like that. So Krishna says karma. That means karma brahmo bhavanti. Everyone has to do his karma now. Now some people think work is worship. They say if you do your karma, that's all. That work itself is worship. Especially in the modern times, this slogan is very famous. Work is? Was it all I heard it? Can somebody explain this statement? What does it mean? What is worship? What does it mean to say work is worship?
Whatever we do.
Okay. First we got a good point. He's saying the donkey is the best worker, isn't it? He works very hard. Like in IIT, when I was studying in IIT Bombay, I used to see the doctorate students. They used to do night out. They used to do this, as you say, burning the midnight oil. They used to grow long beards, you know, long hair and carrying on journal back. And research 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, 7 years, 8 years. You see them working very hard, doing the experiments and coming up with a big piece. Can that be considered as worship worship? That's a hard work, isn't it? Can it be considered worship? Our Mataji is cooking in the kitchen and she has made 12 items or 15 items when all her guests have come home and she has worked hard and, you know, to satisfy everyone's chance, she has cooked. Can that be considered worship? Can such a type of work be considered worship? When can work be considered worship? Divinity. He is saying divinity should be there in that work. Some people say that selfless dedication itself is a divinity. Do you agree with that? They say that, you know, my relatives and friends have come, I work so hard in the kitchen, I have done for that benefit only. So that is why it is worship. Because many people have a notion that serving the poor people or doing some kind of selfless work for others itself is divine. Many people think. We agree with them that it is certainly appreciated and to be on a better platform than those who are very selfish. But yet it is material. If you show material compassion, then you have to be born again in this world. But the divinity what he said, that divinity what Krishna says is spiritual. What is spiritual? In the Vedic life, for example, a Brahmana, when he performs his activity, the performance of his duty itself is the reward. And he doesn't accept any remuneration whatsoever. He does not accept. The performance of duty itself is the reward. Like you go to a Brahmana, for example, he is giving you knowledge. So I am teaching you Bhagavad Gita. I am not supposed to take any fee from you for this. And you cannot ask fee. So for everybody to come, you have to pay 50 rupees. No. Brahmana is not supposed to take fee at all. If you give knowledge free, in the Vedic life, Vaidya, you know Vaidya, Vaidya means?
Doctor.
And one who gives law, justice, one who gives justice, and Brahmana, they would never take salary. They would do it voluntarily, freely. You go to a village, even today you find, there are many people who settle the problems outside the court. You go to them, you just two people have problem, they will mediate it, and they will settle it. And then they will not take any money at all. It is actually traditionally Vedic. So Brahmana does not accept any salary at all. And what does a Kshatriya do? Does he accept salary? Yes? No. Kshatriya also does not accept any salary. But he only accepts tax. The tax is not for enjoying his own mind and senses. But the tax he collects from people for their own good. For the people's good. Just like the sun absorbs the water from the ocean and gives it all back as rain. It pours it all down. Then the Kshatriya will collect from all the people's tax and then he will give it all back to people by making roads, by establishing trees on either side of the road, by making sanitation conditions, by making water supply to all the people, by making a temple, most important thing, for the benefit of people, celebrating festivals, that God is the center, all that. He will spend all the money like that. And of course, some amount of money for the defense also, for having horses and elephants and everything. So he doesn't enjoy that money at all. He just uses it for the people like that. So they doesn't take. So what about a Vaishya? Yes, Vaishya is allowed to do business, allowed to keep a profit. But that profit also is Yajna. Why? He earns money, but Vaishya, it is said, Vaishya is not supposed to earn money for his enjoyment. He is supposed to use that money for serving the other three classes. He has to give charity to Brahmana, tax to Kshatriya, and he is also supposed to serve the Shudra, whatever needed the Shudra benefits he is supposed to give. That is Vaishya's job like that. Vaishya also, one earns a lot of money, he would spend like that because too much of harboring money would make people go to the religious path. Sometimes when people have too much of money, there is a possibility of misuse of that money. So for a Kshatriya also, when he has a lot of money, like once Narada comes to Yudhishthira and he's asking, my dear Yudhishthira, is everything in balance? Yes, ma'am. Are you performing yajna properly, at the same time giving protection to your citizens? Sometimes what would happen to Kshatriyas, when they would become too religious, they would become like Brahmanas, all the time doing yajna and other things, and they would not give protection to citizens, and robes and thieves would become abundant in society, and they would create a havoc in society. At the same time, if the Kshatriya is too much performing yajna, ignoring the protection of people, then some foreign things may come and invade the people. And there may be no peace and order in society. On the other hand, if a king becomes so much engrossed in becoming greedy and conquering the other countries like Alexander, it's Alexander who invaded so many foreign countries. So what happens then? He goes on accumulating his land, but he is not worshipping God. He forgets God. So a king is supposed to have balance. So Narada asks Yudhishthira, are you having a balance of both? Are you performing yajna at the same time also taking care of people? Both are required like that. So in this way, Vaishya also knows that the money I am earning, I should use it for some of my requirements and then give it to the other class. And Shudra would not ask money at all. Shudra would not be given money at all. Nowadays, in companies, labor class people are given so much money, given a lot of money. And seeing that money, they become more greedy. Why Shudra is not given money? Anybody can say why? Why Shudra is not given money? Yeah. Yeah. It is said in the Vedas, if you give money to a Shudra, he will immediately spend it on wine and women. Immediately. Like I saw when Rikshawala was driving, so he was telling me, I asked him to return God's name at all. I was asking him. He said, there is no time working so hard. So telling him, I am unable to run my family. You see my wife and children are suffering. He was telling. So I said, how much money you earn? He said, monthly around 6,000 I earn. By after he is earning 6,000 monthly. Then I said, what is the problem? But he said, you can't earn the money. He said, what can I tell you, Swamiji? You know, about 3,500 goes in all my own. You know, he was selling tambaku, you know. He was doing all that. Eating tambaku, drinking liquor, and all that. And he said, what do you do with the balance money? You have 2,500 or whatever, no? Balance money. He said, sometimes, you know, my mind gets tempted to gambling. I put the money there, thinking I can make more money, but I lose all that money also. Finally, there is hardly enough money to only fill up my own belly. And I often ignore my wife and daughter because if they go home, they will ask for money. So I don't go only. Other than I am making money and spending it like that. So if Shudra would spend money like this, he is given money. So the Vedic times, what they would do, I have even seen in my days, when I was a small child, in our home there used to be a servant person. So I have seen my parents giving them clothes, They would give them clothes, they would give them food. Even they would be happy with the previous day's food. Generally, if you see in homes, water for the kids today, you put water and kids. Next day morning, if you give, they will be very happy. Because generally, Shudra is in Tamaguna, If he likes the food, it is cooked the previous day. Yes. The food is let us stay along with that water, So they like it very much for them. If you give them fresh food, they may not appreciate it so much. Only Brahmana likes fresh food, She likes that. Of course, this is not discrimination. It is not to say that, Shudra should be put under the feet and Brahmana should be interpreting the Dasa. It's not like that. By their own nature, they would like that type of food. And they were really contented also. And they would accept the clothes, whatever would be given to them. So they have clothes, and they are given food, and they have a place to live. And they live a happy life. They have no problem. And they would occasionally get money if at all required for some medicine or something like that. They were living happy life. So in this way, if Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, if these people perform their own duty, it's what you are telling it now. If they do their duty properly, without failing, like Brahmana said, Chaitanya Patapatishiva is telling in the same way. If they go on performing their duty, they can achieve happiness in that own, in their own state. Brahmana will become very happy by performing his dharma, his own dharma. So heard this statement that dharma will, what is the statement? Dharma will protect the follower of dharma. You know? Dharma will be rakshita dharma.
Dharma
will rakshita
dharma.
Dharma will rakshita dharma. Dharma will rakshita dharma. One who protects dharma, dharma will protect that person. It is said.
So if you perform dharma according to your own, similarly there is brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyasi also. That is also coming in the same duty. Brahmachari, what is brahmachari? Brahmachari is considered to be the children of society. And the grihastha are considered to be the parents of brahmachari. And the brahmachari, he is supposed to, brahmachari means his mind is always focused on Brahman, the supreme truth. He doesn't waver, he doesn't go this side, that side. He just focuses on God, his whole mind is on God, and he relishes in God. And he simply lives for the purpose of God. That is brahmachari's life. And the grihastha means grihastha ashram is there. And they have the duties, like they invite the sadhu, they cook food and offer it to God and distribute it to other people, like that. And they also worship the deities at home, and they also have the dharma like that. Similarly, there is vanaprastha. Vanaprastha is a retired life. Retired life doesn't mean that you have become 60 now. No. You have turned out 60, you become, like they have this shakti of the purti and the... What is 60? 61? Yeah. Under 80 also they have one more service. So they said, some people say, now I am retired now, I am vanaprastha, some people say. So sometimes people say they are vanaprastha, but you find them, they wake up in the morning, you know, reading Indian Express, Times of India in the morning, and then afterwards they watch TV and serious. And sometimes they may be take care of the grandchild or something, and evening they watch TV, they go for a walk. And then they take rest and store some water in the kitchen or somewhere. Sometimes there is water supply problem, you know. They do the duty. And you ask, what are you doing? I am vanaprastha. They are not considered vanaprastha. Vana actually means forest. They are supposed to go to forest. Vana. And they are supposed to lead a very austere life. And Prabhupada said in ISKCON, those are policy of ISKCON, they don't have to go to forest. So nowadays there are no forests. Everywhere there are cities now. And besides that, you don't have to perform the strict things given in given for the ancient times. Vanaprastha is husband and his wife who devote all the time to Krishna service. Like they have, because they know that now they have become 50, children are married and they are well settled in life. Now I am retired from my business, I am retired from my job and everything. Now there is practically nothing to do at home. Instead of wasting my valuable time watching TV, playing cards, going for fishing, going fish catching, or going for going to different relatives' houses and spending time, wiring away with valuable time, better that let us devote our time to God. So they are supposed to go to the holy places, travel to all the holy places like Dwaraka, Vrindavan, Mathura, so go to all the holy places, and then turn back and settle in Manas, and then just send a service. Like the Mataji Prabhuji, they do their services like that, Vanaprastha. And then sannyas is taken not by everybody. In the Vedic times also not everyone will take sannyas. Those are brahmanas, sometimes they will take sannyas. Not all of them also. Sannyas is very difficult. And kshatriyas, some of them take sannyas, like Vishwamitra. Very few kshatriyas can take sannyas. And Vaishya, they would remain Vanaprastha. And the Shudra is supposed to remain only Grihastha. He cannot even go to Vanaprastha. He doesn't even take Vanaprastha. He has remained still 90 years or 100 years. Even such a Shudra is respected. So Shudra does not give divorce. He lives with his wife and he is following his dharma properly.
Because of his age and maturity, even he was respected in the Vedic times. He followed dharma throughout his life, doing the dharma for Shudra like that. So this is the karma brahmavad bhavam vidhi that Krishna is speaking about in Bhagavad Gita, that every one of us have our duty to perform. Actually, first of all, we have to know our duty. And then we have to think, we have to understand how to offer the truth to Krishna. That is the second step. First step is to know our duty. Now in Kali Yuga, what kind of duty should we do? Kali Yuga is a total mess. Nobody knows who is a brahmachari, who is a brahmana, who is a kshatriya vaishya. That is, people join army because of force, because they don't get any other job, they go to army. And then when there is war, they try to escape, run away. That is not a kshatriya. Kshatriya is ready to die there. Similarly, brahmanas are all, Sutrape, Sutrame, Vahi, it is explained. Should be wearing a sacred dress. But they don't have the qualities of a brahmana. So it's very difficult to find somebody sitting in brahmana, kshatriya, vaishya, shudra properly. People have qualities. Like, somebody wants to become brahmana, but he's told by his parents that he become engineer. He better become engineer and go to America and earn a lot of money. I think certainly, practically all the brahmanas, like one brahmana, one Sri Vaishnava, from Srirangam was telling, he had two sons. Elder son, not so intelligent, no, dull. And younger son, very short. He said, I have sent my younger son to London to study and take up a job there. Elder son, he was not so intelligent, so I put him in Vedic Patshala. Yeah, that's what people think. Huh? If you are a mouth, okay, do some puja path. Sometimes you see, in our ashram, one of my distant relatives, one lady, she came just a month ago. She phoned me up and she wanted to meet me. One of my distant relatives, she is 60-round years old, she came to meet me. And I said, how is it that you are my distant relative? How you became so serious to meet me? So she said, she is my father's aunt. Very, very, very old lady. So she said, your father told me that you have become a sadhu now, you have joined the ashram and all. And you are living in Pune, he gave address for everything. I am living in Delhi, so I want to come and meet you. She came and met, and she brought one of her grandsons, who was something like 20 years or 22 years. And who had some kind of mental disorder. So he brought him to me and said, can you get him in your ashram? So he was telling that I heard that you are joining ashram, so I thought I can leave him here and go. Then I was surprised, how are you? Actually, first they didn't tell me about his mental disorder. First they said, I want to admit him also in your ashram. I said, really? How is it that you have so much of, desire to put him in ashram? Because generally we see that the parents are greatly opposed, children have to join in the ashram. Then she said, no, he was interested in that. Then I found that fellow has no interest. That fellow wants to live at home only. He just wants to eat and sleep at home. He didn't want to do anything. And she wanted to just put him in ashram. So he was thinking, ashram is simply a place where some frustrated bachelors who couldn't get married and who couldn't get jobs are living there. Because, jobless people, unemployed people, unqualified people, and people with dementia are living there. I told her, Mataji, I'm very sorry. You are sadly mistaken. You should see what kind of people live here. People, I told her, people here, some of them could be in NASA. Some of them would be working with NASA, some of them would be working with Infosys. Some of them would be working in London or England. Some of them would be working in America. Many of us actually got their calls from American universities. They left there and joined here. Because they found this more enviable job. This kind of speaking disappointment to other people. And giving this, actually this is a brahmana's job. Brahmana's job is a brahmana is supposed to learn the shastra and give shastra to other people. But now in the modern times, brahmanas are all, they are all put in engineering, medicine, they go child accountants, they all go in different fields like that. And they get caught up in that. They become very busy. They use their intelligence in the wrong direction. Just to, manipulate material things more and more. Manipulate silicon chips. Manipulate mechanical engineering. And all kinds of things, they're replacing their intelligence there. They are supposed to use their intelligence to achieve the Vedic wisdom and things like that. So I see sometimes genealogists, the fathers put their sons there. Son is like a Shudra, he has no quality, he has no intelligence, but father gives them 1 lakh rupees and tells him, you have to become engineer, I found I had one friend in my college called Ramu. So somehow his father paid a very high capital to me and put him in the college. So this fellow will come to me to take my notes and all. He'll be crying all the time. to say that my father is pushing me. He will get failed in many, many papers.
Actually, even there, he liked working very hard. When he started, he would manage people. He would be working very hard there. Because he had the nature of working hard. He liked that. But he thought, so he worked as an engineer, but he was working on lathe. Then back to working, because that's what he wanted to do in his life. So we all have a nature. So in the modern times, it's very difficult that many times you are not allowed to do activity according to your nature and propensity. Like if somebody says, I want to be an artist. How many parents do you think will allow their son or daughter to join College of Fine Arts or do BA Arts? It's very difficult, huh?
I get the recognition of somebody saying, and then the final, I don't like to get the recognition. But we exactly don't know our work. What if a work we should do? God is speaking of doing divine work, that comes much later. It's not doing work. There's no one here who is not doing work. You all are doing some work. We have to find out how to offer the fruits of that work. To Vishnu or Krishna. That we should find out. No? That is why it should be best like to find out our bent of mind and fit in that kind of natural work where you really enjoy your work. See, that work is your real work which you enjoy doing. And you never get tired. You're very happy doing it. And you can do it. And you also learn it very fast. No? That is the nature. Somebody is a Kshatriya, for example, and he can do management various ways. Management is like his fingertips. Manage things very well. If somebody is a Vaishya, he can understand money terms very easily. How he can clearly see that this is beneficial or this is beneficial. So what does he do? This scheme or that scheme, you know? Strictly his mind works like that. So everyone has to fit in, and nobody is considered higher or lower. In Krishna's eyes, all the four classes are considered important because Brahmana is considered to be the head, Kshatriya is considered to be the shoulder, protection, bahubal. And Vaishya is considered to be stomach and Shudra to the leg. Nobody can say any other parts is unimportant. If legs are not there, you cannot walk. If stomach is not there, how will the food circulate all over the body? Or if the hands are not there, how can the body be protected? Like some weak things also, and you have related hands comes to you. Protect it like that. The hands are required like that. The most important is the head. See, there can be a body without legs, body without hands, or no body without head. I see a body without head, somebody? So the Brahmanas are considered very important, but others are not considered less important. They are also very important. No, very important. So let us perform our work. Let us do our work sincerely. That's the first step. We all have to do our work. Because if you don't do work, then you cannot even earn your livelihood. So everybody says, Nahi Suttasya Simhasya, Kavishanti Mukhendra. It is said, if a sinha, if a lion is sitting in the forest with open mouth, no deer will automatically come and enter his mouth. He has to chase after the deer. He has to run and catch the deer if he wants. Similarly, without doing work, you cannot even fill your belly. It's not possible. It's very important. Even a brahmana has to, what is brahmana? Okay, I told you, isn't it? So without doing his dharma, one cannot even live in this world. Krishna says in one word, sharira yatra pichate na prasiddhye akarmanaha. He tells Arjuna, my dear Arjuna, you want to give up your work, but without work, you can't even survive in this world, he says. So, nobody is condemning you for doing your work. Because sometimes people think spiritual life means inactivity. This is a great misnomer. People have a notion. And if you have to decide, if you have to go to God, then you have to go to the Himalayas, then you have to give up all your work and you just, you know, do meditation. People think like that. But Krishna doesn't say that in Bhagavad Gita. Everyone has to work. You can see the was in 6th chapter. What is it was? He says, Anāyasa Vrāhaṁ kāryam kalu kalatiyam na sa sanyāsi kiyogita na niragne na chakriya. He is saying, a person who does not do work, who does not lit fire, who does not do work, such a person is not called as sanyāsi. But a person who does work, but without expectation of fruit. That is the person who is doing the real divine work. Then his work is worship, they say. Now, what is the meaning of working without expectation of fruit? Say, for example, you are cooking now. And Mataji is cooking with Krishna. Now she told us, now Krishna has told me, I should work with detachment without any expectation. Just close my eyes, take some chili and put that. I am detached. I just don't look at the vessel at all. How much chili I put, how much salt I put, I don't care. I am working in a detached way. Is that what? Is that what he means? Is it detachment? That's not detachment. Detachment, here what he's talking about is, you should do the work as if you are the doer and you are going to enjoy the benefit. Like that you should do the work. But after the result comes, you should give it to Krishna. That is actual meaning. Today, what he says in the verse, a very famous verse, which are often people in India quote that verse. Do you know that? Tamaneva adhikaraste. You have the right to perform your duty in a very diligent and meticulous way. You have the right. You have to do the duty. But then he says, Tamaneva adhikaraste ma palayishu. You are entitled to the fruits of your action. That's the actual thing that is happening. That means you cook very carefully. But it should be offered to me first, Krishna. You should not cook it for your own time. You should cook it for my satisfaction. That's like, for example, if you are going to, this is not very difficult to understand. Let me give you a simple example of Jiva Goswami gives. Jiva Goswami explains that sometimes a man leaves a village and he goes to a city. And he's a poor man. And in the city, he doesn't have any food to eat, and he doesn't have any place to stay, and he has no job. He's like a vagabond wandering here and there, and constantly thinking of his family, how can I serve them? And at last he gets some job of a watchman or some job like that, and he earns some money. Now he knows, I'm earning some money, but I don't want to enjoy this money. I want to give this money to my family, wife and children. So then what he does, he of course stays in a place, he stays in some chal. You all know what is chal? It's a very dirty place. Dogs are barking, litter is flowing, people are making noise and talking to one another. It's a very naughty place. And it's a small place, a dirty place. There is no door, only a curtain is there. So this is chal. So he's staying there. So he is, and in the night when he's sleeping, a lot of mosquitoes are biting him. He's operating there, trying to cover with a blanket and sleeping in a small, crouched place. And whatever money he also eats, but he doesn't eat very opulent food. He eats only some sukha roti, some dry roti he eats. So 5% of the money that he earns, he may enjoy probably. But 95% he spends it through his village. And then his mind is thinking, oh, my son will be drinking milk, and he'll be growing strong. And that makes him very happy. After 1 or 2 years of working hard in the city, one day he knows, now I have to go back to the village and meet my wife and children. I want to see how happy they are. So now when he is returning home, already his mind is very happy that I am going to meet them. Although he has undergone lot of torture and trouble. So when he goes home and he sees his wife decorated very nicely, his son very strong and studying nicely, and they all with smiling faces, then all the endeavor that he put in, that appears insignificant for us. He considers them simply insignificant. He doesn't mind them because they are very happy. So he wants to make them happy. So, Jyogasam is gives this example to us. He says that a man who is in bodily concept of life, this is how he lives his life. Actually, every average man is just that. His goal is to satisfy his mother, father, wife, children, family, relatives, friends. Ultimately, to keep them happy so that he will satisfy himself a lot. This is bodily concept. But in the same, example can be extrapolated on a spiritual platform. Somebody can explain it on a spiritual plane. The same example is just like that. So it would like to make an effort. Anybody? Any of you? You understood this example. You all understood this example. I am very, very sure. This is not difficult. Like, you know, when I was earning my first salary, like some 1,000 or 2,000 rupees, you know, they were all asking, when are you coming home? They all knew very well, my parents and, my sisters knew that this fellow won't come with empty hands. He was going to bring something, you know. So when I took my suitcase and returned home, everyone was looking at the suitcase. What is it bringing? I kept my suitcase and they opened. Everyone found it on the suitcase. What is that? And I brought some sari for my mother, some bandage for my sister, some earrings for my elder sister, everyone. And they were all very happy. And when I saw that they are very happy, you know, when you see that their eyes are lit up and they are enjoying it, then you feel satisfied. Now you may wonder, I am not enjoying it, I am giving it to others, and how do I become happy? So this is called as preeti,
means affection. In that affection we feel that joy.
I want you to extrapolate the same example on a spiritual level. You can explain it. Anybody? Anyone? Very correct. A devotee works like this only. Just like Madhuri gave example. A devotee knows, I originally belong to Krishna. I belong to spiritual sky. But somehow or other I have come to this material world. And I am wandering in this world. But my nature is to love and serve Krishna. And I have forgotten it. And once you are connected to Krishna, then devotee always remembers that I have to go back to him one day. So then every devotee, according to his realization, should show his sacrifice and dedication to Krishna. Like it is said, prana, artha, diya, vata, four things are said. Once you give one prana to Krishna, it is a prana means one's body, life, whole existence to Krishna wants to give. So one cannot give prana, then it is said, artha. Then one at least sacrifices some portion of his money to Krishna for you. And diya means one's intelligence, the reading the shastra. And vata means ability to speak, vakshakti, speaking. So once you dedicate all these things to Krishna service, it is said like that. So in this way, a devotee understands that Krishna is my lover, Krishna is my mother, Krishna is my father, Krishna is my bandhu, Krishna is my friend. So keeping that in mind, in order to please Krishna, he takes trouble there in this world. And he works hard. And when a devotee gets more realization of Krishna, then he sees that why should I only go back to Krishna and be happy? So Kalad Maharaj offered a prayer. He said, my dear Lord, I am already happy because I am already your devotee. But then other people are suffering like anything in this world. He said, the Kripanas, who are misusing their bodies by doing atrocious activities. I want to make them your devotees. And I want to bring them also to you, he said. So in this way, a devotee also works for the pleasure of Krishna. That should be the main goal. Like Master gave a very appropriate example. If you are cooking in the kitchen, like if you see in Gujaratis, they have this, and the culture itself, many Gujaratis, and they have a laddu gopal. So they feel that I should cook for the pleasure of laddu gopal. So I should cook for his joy. Today I will make this particular item, this particular feast, and God will enjoy very much. They sing so many songs of Devi Krishna, and they sit in front of the altar for so many hours doing bhajan. At one point of time, even if they have no children at home, they can clearly feel that this laddu gopal is my own child. They have a genuine feeling. It is not just sentimental affection. Many people have this genuine feeling like that in their heart. And they develop into a kind of preeti, a great affection. Then they sacrifice for them. Like if they have bigger deities, Radhakrishna, they want to spend lots of money and put jewelry for them, put mukut for them, put nice dress for them, cook a nice food for them, kitchen and offer them. So they derive a great joy by that, by putting all the things on the large body like that. That's what your Krishna says, Yajnartha Charmanah means, you do work for Lord's pleasure, not for your own selfish self-gratification. So you will see that the demons, they always do things for their own benefit. As you know, Lord Vishnu told the demons when you are doing Samudra Manthan. For all of you, you should be very, very patient. At the right time, I will give you the right thing. And then when Airavat came, Lord gave it to Indra. And then one kind of beverage came, he gave it to the demons. So he is giving it different things to demons and demigods. And then when Lord Dhanvantri came, carrying a pot of nectar, immediately what did the demons do? They ran to Dhanvantri and snatched it away from them. And said, now this pot of nectar is ours. So the giant, the leader of the demons, he held it and he took it and ran away. Now, seeing this, all the demigods thought, what can be done? They thought that now it's gone. Now we cannot get nectar. But they thought that Vishnu has told that he will give us nectar. So Lord will give it. So they were very patient. On the other hand, other demons, you know what they said? They said, You see, we should divide it equally amongst all of us. The weaker demons are saying, we should divide it amongst all of us equally. Because we all did the work together, so we all should divide it together. These are the communist demons. Huh? What do the communists say? Equally divide. What about God? Hey, hell with God. God is not required. Let us divide equally. But then the question arises, who will divide it? You all know the story of the monkey and the two cats. Two cats got that big bread to the monkey. You know what the monkey did? Monkey said, you don't worry, I will divide it. So one person was small, one was big, so he was biting little bit and kissing, biting this part. Ultimately, he ate up everything. Similarly, the state eats up everything. People who say, I am going to divide amongst everyone. Like, you know, Zark and Tamar communists. So wife was asking, why are the people suffering? Why don't they eat cake? What is the problem of food? She was asking. Because he was eating cake every day. So someone demons was saying, divide it equally amongst all of us. But then the leader demon, the giant, he was telling, no, might is right. I was the one to get it first and nobody can come with you. If anybody comes, I'll punch you on your nose. These are the capitalist demons, like America. We have the power, we have the intelligence, we will work hard and we will enjoy like that. But both of them never talked about Vishnu. They never said, are you fool? It is Vishnu who arranged the whole Samudra Manthan activity. He was the one who gave demigods, he was the one who called us, he gave Vasuki, he gave Mandara Mountain, he became Ajita on the top, he became Kurma down, he is giving so much support, and he told us to wait, but then they never cared. Similarly, in this world also you find communists and capitalists, they are fighting for the stolen, communists are fighting for the stolen bread, and the capitalists are thinking of political maneuvering and trying to exploit the innocent public and enjoy. In such a world of gold-rush pandemonium, purple carpet, there can be no peace at all. Whereas the demigods, they knew that Vishnu told us that he will give. So we will be patient. And they were patient. They're trying to Vishnu. And then what did the Lord do? Lord became Mohini Murti. The Mohini Murti was also Shyam Varna. She was also Shyam in color. Just like Krishna color. She came with a very beautiful form. With a thin waist and big broad eyes. She looked very attractive. And the demon saw, they became completely bewildered. Even demigods also saw her, but they didn't become bewildered. But when demons saw her, they became bewildered. And then she, the demon went and gave the jar to her. She said, you divide them amongst all of us. She said, you know, Narayanam Bhushanam Padhi desert. For a woman, the decoration of her husband is different. Just like in Akash, what is the decoration for the sky? Anybody know? The moon is the decoration of the sky. Similarly for a woman, the decoration of the husband is different. As soon as a woman has a husband, she is protected and he is under decoration. She said, I have no husband, I am wandering alone like this and you all are putting faith in me and you are giving this to me. The demon said, no problem, my son, you will need to write. They were showing all their faith. So, then you know what she did, isn't it? She went and covered it all with the demigods. Demons are secret. Now, the same Vishnu when he was Janmantri, the demon snatched away the pot of nectar from Vishnu. And the very same Vishnu came as Mohini Murti, they gave it back to him. See? That goes to show, if we don't use all our energy, resources, talents, wealth in the Lord's service, then we will use it in Maya's service. It's very natural. I know one gentleman in Pune, who earlier used to come once in a while just not. He was even signing one or two rounds and then he gave it up and up. He was a crorepati. He has almost 20 rounds I start. Very big. Very big man. So, although he is such a big person now, he is almost 52 or 53 now. So he used to go for jogging in the morning. Now many times he used to call him, please come to temple, please stand Hare Krishna, please come, come and stand, please do that. And he never would hear at all. Never paid heed. So one day when I was going to jogging in the morning, he came across a young girl who was just 24 years old. She was also going for jogging. And she became his jogging partner. So jogging, both of them became quite intimate and he started relating very closely with her. And his earlier wife, she is almost 58 or something, and this fellow is 63. She said that you disagree for Roman. So this fellow is 63 and this girl is 24. She is fit enough to be a daughter, or a granddaughter or whatever. And this fellow developed a relationship. And this girl started extracting all his money. First of all, thousands and then lakhs and then crores. after that. So just imagine this fellow, he is sent in God's service. He became devotee of God. He will not be treated like this. So you will see that all the wealth, resources, mind, intelligence, talent, everything you will use in Krishna service, you will use it in Maya's service. So you see that completely diametrically opposite. And then for those activities you will get karma bandhana, lokoyam karma bandhana, like that. So Prabhupada used to say, if you don't serve God, you will serve dogs. Prabhupada used to say this often. Like you see in America, people will carry a tin behind the dog. Dog will be very, because dog, if the dog is passing through, then if the dog passes through on the road, you have to pay a heavy fine. In America, so they carry a tin and go behind. Prabhupada used to say, just see. Because if you don't serve God, they are serving a dog. If you go to America, you will be shocked. Because in America, they have competition of their dogs. Singing. All the dogs, they come, there's a singing competition for the dogs. And what do they sing? Ah, they're making sounds like that. And whichever dog makes the best sound, they get the prize. And they have a dog soap also. And they have a frock for the dog also. They can put a frock. Yeah, everything they have.
So she wants to come to India with.
India, is it?
There's a shop in India, just a place where they have
beautiful clothes and they have to like shampoo. That's everything, is it? Yeah. Things which I am thinking there in America, people readily similar to us from India also. I hear in America. Yeah, very fast. Yeah. So, see, our nature is to serve someone. Huh? Like if you don't keep deities at home, if you don't dress the deities, you don't bathe them, dress them, feed them, you know, if you don't do that, you do the same thing for a dog. You want to, even a man becomes old, you know, one generation in America, one generation in London, now his wife is old, he is old, and there is nothing goes wrong, and there is no one to serve. Then what will the old man do? He better get a dog, pet dog. Yeah, he gets a pet dog, and then he bathes the dog, dresses the dog, feeds the dog, everything. So we are actually supposed to do this for God. We are doing it for God. That is the difference. Jnyata karmanaha, anyatra lokoyam karma bandhanaha. He is just the opposite. So he says, Arjuna, you want to become free or you want to become bound? So I conclude with one last example. Krishna talks about what that leads to freedom. Yeah. Just like Arjuna is fighting, Duryodhana is fighting. You can see two sides. Arjuna has a chariot, Duryodhana has a chariot. Arjuna has weapons, he has weapons. Both appear exactly similar. But what is the difference? Anybody can say? What is the difference? Arjuna is doing for Dharma, Krishna service, Arjuna is doing for his own selfish interest. Like that. Like for example, if you become a cashier in a company, you can even accept crores of rupees. You are not going to jump up and down when you get lakhs and crores of rupees. Or you may even be giving lakhs of rupees loans to people. You try every time you give a loan, and you cashier try. I have never seen cashier with a sobbing, you know, when he is giving money. Because he is doing on behalf of the company, isn't it? But as soon as the cashier sees it, the fellow is giving 10 lakhs to a company, what about me? He gives me 1 lakh in my pocket, and then 9 lakhs to the company. Immediately he will be captured. As soon as his own personal interest comes, then he is captured like that. Similarly, Krishna is telling Arjuna, if you work on my behalf, you will never be bound. Here Arjuna is killing so many warriors. Krishna says, don't worry, I am ordering you to kill, you are killing them, nothing will happen to you. I will say, aham swam sarvapapebhyo moksha ishyami. I will deliver you. So many good things also if you do, you won't get punya, you will get bhakti. If you do good things, like all of you here, you are doing many good things. Like you may be cooking prasad and offering. So that is actually bhakti, because you are doing on behalf of Krishna. So you will not become, you will not get punya, but you will get bhakti unmukha sukriti, we call it. Bhakti unmukha sukriti. So this will take you to spiritual world, not to just the heaven, like that. So Arjuna is working, Duryodhana is working. It's like you have seen a tape recorder spool. One spool is getting unwound, another spool is getting wound. So both are doing the same act of fighting. But one is getting more and more bound, another one is getting unwound, like that. Similarly, in our program you see, we also dress like outside people. We also go to office. We also be doing activity, just like anybody else. Only difference is you are doing for Krishna. And others are doing for their own time. That's the only difference. That makes all the difference. So, this should be kept in mind. So, Prabhupada told him, this is in Bombay. In the ledger of your life, there is a debit card, there is a credit card, and everything is there. Balance sheet. He said, in the ledger of your life, all the time you have spent in Krishna's service, is to your credit. And all the time you have spent for your own selfish motives. That is considered as debit. Now you make the balance sheet as this Baba told you. Credit and debit, and find out whether you are going in negative or positive. So in our life you all can see how much time I am giving for Krishna. How much energy, resources, talent I am using in Krishna service. So you all should find out what all talents that God has given me. And you should use all the talents. There is a verse in Bhagavatam which says that Siddhamsu Pumsa Tapasa Sutasya Krishtasya Suttasya Sabuddhi Dattayo Avichito Vatsa Sabuddhi Nirupito Sajuttamasya Pugunasaya. It is said that the art, philosophy, science, poetry, all these different things everything should be used for glorifying Krishna. Because Krishna is the ultimate object of our love and glorification. So if you are good in art, do a nice painting for Krishna. If you are good in computer, make some pamphlets for Krishna for it. Publish some books, nice books for Krishna for it. Or if you are good in garland making, make garland for Krishna for it. If you are good in stitching dress, stitch dress for Krishna. If you are good in cooking, cook for Krishna. If you are good in management, manage things for Krishna. If you are good in fundraising, raise funds for Krishna. If you are good in preaching, and preach for Krishna. If you are good in marketing, and market Krishna's book. So that is the adjective. In the marketing for Krishna. So you don't have to worry too much about marketing this. But wherever you go, like one mother was telling me, that she buys 100 Bhagavad Gita's every year and keeps it. And with her marriage she goes, she gives Bhagavad Gita to the couple. It's a very wonderful gift. On birthdays and marriage days. So you are giving them eternal gift like that. So they say we all can use our talent. Everyone. Even the children I saw. And the children, when I was going to Deepak's house, Vaisham industry, they made a very nice, beautiful greeting card of their own. With their own hands they have made Hare Krishna, they had written Mahamantra, full Mahamantra they wrote. So they are using the talent in Krishna service. Like we had this Bhaktaprabhu stall. Vidhumatri had made all those different, what do you call it? Tracks. We were really stunned when we saw that. You will not even believe how it is made with hands, So many things. So this goes to prove that there are millions of things we can use in Krishna for that. Everyone and everyone can use the talent. Everyone can use a talent. There is no, like our company also, every year we used to call them, they must need to make the announcement, like master ceremony. And you speak much of a gentlemanly way. The whole audience is very impressed with that. So if you are a very impressive speaker, then you can do that kind of thing. Like that. So Deepak Prabhu is doing the Sarathi service. So Krishna becomes Sarathi of Arjuna, isn't it? So it is not an ordinary service. If you ask in the outside world, generally a common man, you go to a very wealthy man, for him to drive car to another person is considered a humiliation. But in devotional service, if you drive car, carrying mridangam, carrying mic, carrying devotees, carrying Krishna-related things in the car, that is considered a very great yajna. That is a very great service. Very wonderful service. Like that. So in this way, all of us can do so much. Especially, a preaching service is very pleasing to Krishna. Very, very pleasing to Krishna. Among all the services. But if you cannot preach, we can also do other things. Besides all these things. Because you can also assist in preaching. Like, once you were told, Radhika Mataji, they are preaching. Due to which this program started. The program started because of that. In this way, we all can think of varieties of services in our life. You have to break our head and find, how can I serve Krishna and Kamdev? Then your love for Krishna will increase. You will see that. Your affection for Krishna, your attraction for Krishna will increase more and more. The more you render service. In our program, we have been keeping it very theoretical. We have been keeping theory. But my only hope is that our Amhivatu Vajimati will take care of all of the rendered varieties of services. We all are connected to them. And they will offer you service. The rendering service will make advancement. Because without doing yajna, without doing service for the pleasure of Krishna, we cannot make advancement. So hearing is also one type of service. But after hearing, we have to engage the limbs of our body like hands, legs, eyes, our intelligence, talents, all the things in Krishna service. In this way, Krishna says, Tadattam karma kaunteya mukta sanga samatra. You become completely free. Gradually you will see that the rope that was binding you, which I was saying in the beginning, the ropes are gradually becoming loosened. Vidyate evyagrante siddhante sarvasanshaya. All the ropes will be dispelled. The hard knot of this materialization will be cut to pieces. And you will see that you are a free bird. You feel that freedom in the heart. Freedom is actually in the heart. You may be saying that India has got freedom, but we are still bound by the Western civilization. We are actually not free. We are completely, if you very carefully observe, are we free? Indians have many borrowed things, but actual freedom comes when the heart is free. And that will come by the performance of yoga. I am very sorry for delaying you so much today, but I had to begin late today. And it was a very important verse also, so I went a little longer. Thank you very much. Everyone is clear about the subject today? 3.9, yeah. Huh? Yeah, maybe 1%.
A
dog may be traveling in a fast car, eating costly biscuits, as a man in a slum is suffering more. I agree with you. From a material viewpoint, dogs can live a happy life than a man living in a slum. But if we have a slum kind of thing opposite of Kunjibari temple. But those slum children come to a temple, they start slowly coming. And some of them started seeing devotees, they started accepting prasadam. And then some of them started wearing tilak and chanting, and many of them become devotees now. So even a boy born in a slum who doesn't have even milk to drink in the beginning, he stands a good chance to become a devotee. As a dog cannot do anything in that life at least. It's like a term of imprisonment, like you're put in a jail for 3 months, you just cannot escape. But it means the term, again get a human body, then you can continue. Dog means that you are put in such a state that one cannot even, manifest devotion service. The opportunity is not there in dog's body. Like, because they have done so much of sin. But then again they will be given one more chance. They will again become a human being. And that time again they stand a good chance. That's the human body is considered the best body amongst all the bodies. Which is most important for deliverance. If you want to go back to God, we have to connect our consciousness to Krishna. Whereas, like if a dog is eating well now, sleeping well and having all the material facilities, he's living. But actually, body may be being pampered, but the soul is suffering. Actually, we are not the body, we are the soul, isn't it? So, unless the soul goes back to God, till then, he is wanting this world again and again. And even such a dog, we can't say that a rich man's dog will never get a disease. He can't get a disease. And also, even such a dog sometimes dies in an accident, you see, sometimes. Everything happens actually. In the last karma we are going to study in another program, that time we will tell how precisely the karma works. Even somebody becomes a rich man's dog or a poor man's dog. Some dogs are poor also, isn't it? He dogs are poor. So these things are all very carefully manipulated by karma, and accordingly it's allotted. What has granted for everyone like that?